Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
I'm not sure how this works, Rich. How do I answer the phone with Eric out there? I don't even know. Oh, I go to the actual phone. I actually now use the phone. When Eric calls, I actually use the telephone.
He will have to call you.
It's been almost 2 years in this building, and not once have I answered that. Look at this.
Look at that.
I'm actually going to answer the phone with Eric on it. Is this possible?
I don't know. Fingers crossed.
Is it working? Eric, I'm answering the telephone. Oh, God.
This isn't going to work.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine. You sound like a stormtrooper, though.
This is my fancy headset. Aren't you working?
Aren't you a little short?
Aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper? This is terrifying. This is
awful.
Wow,
this is...
But I kind of like it because it makes you sound smaller.
Oh, like I need that.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, good luck to you out there, tiny little fella. You sound like Tick Hartwell's crickets.
Isn't this great? We get this brand new headset.
This isn't brand new anything.
It works like
this technology is, do not call anything we're using brand new right now. Maybe it's fresh out of the box, but this technology is stuff you find at a weird sort of pawn convenience shop in Las Cruces.
He unplugged the headsets and goes right to the phone.
I don't know. Can you talk to us just on the phone?
Let me try to call you back. I'll see if I can.
He sounds so little.
I like the wee man.
I like little Eric trapped. I like little Eric trapped in a box. Little tiny Eric trapped in a box. Tell me what you got out there, hostage.
Come on down and see me. Now I wonder what I sound like.
You sound like a little man trapped in a small box.
I'm calling you back. I'm
no,
not
be a little man
come
in a box.
Come on, wee man.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
You're precious.
Come on.
I know, okay, I didn't call you through the app.
Oh, that's why.
Oh,
I didn't use the app.
Oh, use the app, you dope.
Yeah, I forgot. I got to put my username and password in.
All right, you got to call us right back?
Yeah,
all right. Darn it, I miss Little Man. Little Man in the Box was adorable. That was the cutest Eric's ever been.
He can't go away.
Little Man in the Box comes back.
That's awesome.
Take that app away from him or tell him there's a charge for that app because that Little Man in the Box was cute.
I love that. I can't wait until he hears that. This 20-foot RV that I'm in is huge.
Yeah, you're a really white RV.
huge.
Just look for the shoebox on the roof.
Here he is. Please still be tiny. Eric, are you there?
I'm here. Do I sound better?
It's better, but it's still you're out of the box, basically. You still sound tiny, but you've escaped the box.
Oh, wonderful.
It's better. Damn it. I didn't like that at all. All right. Anyway, now you're just normal, Eric, not in a box. I liked you. Damn it.
Not as exciting.
It's very digital. I'll say that. It sounds very digitized.
Ah, wonderful.
It's not bad.
I'm like the Christmas gnome out here.
Yeah. You're in the season. 'Tis the season to sound little and stuck in something.
You're just compressed.
Yeah, you're compressed a little. All right, Eric, go ahead and tell us what you got at Rowley White RV. Good day out there today.
Actually, it's not Rowley. I just met the owner. He's a very nice man. His name is Rowley.
Oh, it's Rowley. I'm saying it wrong. Okay, sorry about that, Rowley.
Yeah, but that pretty much happens his entire life.
I imagine.
You've got a W in your name. Yeah, you're going to get called Rowley all the time. So come on down and see me. Rowley White RV, and I sent you all the pictures of what we're giving away here on Sunday over at the Expo. Did you see it?
It's incredible. It's a really cool toy hauler. Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a Genesis. It's around $30,000, around what it's worth. Man. And you can win this sucker, so come on down and see it. I'm at Rowley White RV, McDowell, just west of 27th Avenue in Phoenix. You can sign up, win some prizes down here. We got a ton of stuff we're giving away, Holmberg's Happy Ending tickets. Also, I got Warren Miller's Line of Descent tickets if you want to go check out that show.
Oh, I hate that.
A lot of other great prizes. I got tickets to the International Off-Road and UTV Expo. This thing is going on all weekend over at Westworld. And so if you want to try to win this RV, you can either come down and check it out or just go to internationaloffroadexpo.com.
You
can sign up right there.
I feel like when little girls scream underwater. There's no low end on there. There's no bass coming out of this thing at all. It's just
very bright.
Very bright and piercing. It's hurting my ears. I don't like this.
I'm like, you last week. I said, this thing is not going to work.
This thing clicked. You said, I told you last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I told
it's
you.
So close.
Eric, you clicked out, and it sounded like you said, F you last week, but you said, I told you last
you
week.
You told you, right?
Yeah. I understand your frustration, but that's, you know. It works. It's just, it's
it
just
looks like
awful.
It's almost not as great as they say.
Yeah, it's awful. Go back to Tiny Man in a Box.
Road before.
Yeah, oh no, I know. Oh, look, this phone system has been a disaster since we moved into Saddam's palace. I don't understand it. Call us back as Man in the Box on the next one because he's adorable, and I like him. This digital high pitched you, I'm not a fan of.
Okay, all right.
Screw
so
that
the app,
app
is a no go.
Even when you try to talk like this, Harry.
Give you me be
a little bit Barry White.
A black blues singer?
Yeah, give me something like that. Doesn't have to be racist, but okay.
Give us some whinings.
Yeah, you made it racist with the
You
the
said
voice,
black.
Harry.
Why is my voice black?
Well,
I've heard plenty of white guys talk like that. I'm doing it right now. Come on, man.
John, screw you. I like Mr. Bill on the phone right now.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Hey, come on to Rolling White Army.
It's just there's no low end in this awful setup you've got, and it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. It sounds terrible. There's not a lot good you can do with your voice anyway.
Jeez, guys, I can't wait until next week when you install your new fax machine. I hope you got new rolls.
We should fax
it's unbelievable.
Stuff. This is bad. All right. Well, I don't think we get a fax to work in this building. The phones are haunted by the Indians that used to dominate this land. All right, Rolly White RV. We'll talk to you later. But call back on the other one. At least the man in the box was cute.
Okay, I'll post all the photos of the RV on the website. Yeah. So
I've been in this RV.
It's pretty sweet. It's
yeah,
a nice
this
deal.
Toy hauler.
I'm
going to
hang
it's
up on her.
Really
goodbye,
nice.
Her. There you go. See ya.
All right, goodbye.
I can't have him chime in anymore. It's awful.
Hey, please clarify that this is Rowley White, Rowley, and not White Rally.
White Rally. It's the White Rally RV. Rowley White. That's a good point. In the phone book, White Rally.
Yeah.
White Rally. Rolly. Rolly White RV. There you go. He's over there on McDowell, west of 27th Avenue. Nice things he's got. And that the toy hauler, is the pictures coming in Eric sent us are pretty awesome.
That was awesome. Eric, live from 1985.
Right. It was like we were in a Falco video.
Eric, will you say hello to the Indian in the cupboard for me?
I love the little
a
man
wall of
the
voodoo video.
It was the early days of tweaking voices with digitalization. Terrible. The man in the box was cute. When he called back as that high-pitched scream underwater girl, that was awful.
To Tyson. Get a damn carrier pigeon. Oh, you guys got to have something that's a little better.
Trust me. We're all on the same team. Well, evidently not all of us. There's one group out there that just absolutely refuses to get us phones. Phones are awful. Never been good. Still can't call anybody. It takes half an hour
that
to call someone.
That Telos thing was the best thing we had, the best connection.
Guadalupe had a better technology setup.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I shouldn't have said another
word.
We
battled that for years.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said another word. And you know what? I am now the crybaby. It was such a third world problem now to me that I realized we had it made. We were being bitches back in Guadalupe. That phone system was fantastic. Have Eric say, Watson, come here. I need you. Alexander Graham, creepy. Is Watson his cousin? Then he's going to say it a lot. Anyway, let's get yours is working. The room works great. Just the damn phone. And it's been a 2-year struggle. Nothing you can do. Can't blame anybody because it's nobody's fault. I don't think. People keep trying. But this phone thing's got everyone stymied.
Apparently it's all CenturyLink.
Is it?
I don't know.
Like our combination with them? They can't figure out the floors?
Their technology is not
melding
as new
with ours.
As our technology here.
So we don't have all the new stuff talking to the old stuff.
Right.
Well, that's the problem. And so we already ran all the lines, and then they don't plug in. So we've got like adapters that are kind of making a mess.
Yeah. And you know what
So it's not their fault.
When you change the adapters, what happens?
Right. You put a new engine in with all the old parts. The old parts are like, what's all this new stuff? So it's not their fault. They brought what they have. We brought what we have. What's this? Why is there that girl on?
I don't know. Somebody just tweeted that to us. Another one, Throwback Thursday. Okay.
It's just a hot girl in a tight dress. Why is that on
I don't know.
That shouldn't be on your Facebook page,
Richard. Don't know.
Why is she here?
Let's see.
Get her away from us.
It's a good picture.
It's a great picture. Looks like she's getting ready to go to like work and get harassed. And that's Matt Lauer's dream photo.
Definitely getting harassed.
Yeah. She's wearing that to work. She should be. Uniforms, I tell you. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only you know. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Friday Eve to you, Phoenix.
Oh,
Hello, world.
All right. Well played. It's looking forward to something. Hi. It's Friday. Friday Eve would be tonight.
Yeah. I know, but this is, I just picked a...
Oh, no, because Christmas Eve is the whole day.
Another go-getter out there that's been in the news world for years. He calls it Friday Eve.
Thursday? But the whole point of the Eve would have to be the evening.
I know, but he says it
because Christmas
in the morning,
Eve is the whole day.
I chuckled
that's
at it.
That's a holiday.
Okay.
It's different.
New Year's Eve is the whole day.
Sort of. Not really. We make it the whole day.
You do call it New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve, but it starts at like Eve.
Good Friday Eve's
Eve
day.
Yeah. Yeah. But it wouldn't be Eve's day. It's just Thursday until like...
I'm with him on that. It's not an Eve's day.
Evening. Semantics. I see what you're doing there.
Because like... You always say when there's a football game, oh, that's New Year's Eve day.
I never say that.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say New Year's
Eve. Did you just say you always say that?
Yeah, I do.
I don't hear that.
I never heard it before in my life.
Anyways. Here's a couple of fun facts. The country with the largest Muslim population is?
England.
Indonesia.
Nailed it.
Nice work, Richard.
But by 2050, India is projected to have more.
There's a lot of them.
I thought that's still
people forget there's a billion Indonesians.
Yes.
There's
two-thirds of the world's population in two countries.
That's right. Little dots on a map that look like you couldn't go from one to the other without a boat or a plane.
Dots, you mean islands. You're not talking about the people.
Is that a slur to the Indonesian?
Know. It might be.
That's a lot of dots.
It might be.
I don't know. There could be an island that hates being called dots. Anyway, you see them on a map, you think there's a billion people on those little... They stretch way down. I didn't know that until I was in Australia, that Indonesia was such a big deal. It is.
Bono's mother died when he was 14. She had a brain aneurysm at her father's funeral.
Oh.
Jeez.
Mom died at grandpa's funeral.
At the funeral?
Yikes.
It was on this past weekend, Ghostbusters, the original.
Not the girl one?
Not the girl one.
Yuck.
And based on the height and weight of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, he would weigh 3.87 million pounds, almost 4 million pounds.
It was a building of marshmallows.
Marshmallows have that much mass?
And that's assuming you know how the hat and the belt and the crew chief.
The clothing, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just marshmallows and structure. You add that hat. That hat had to have some serious weight to it to cover that head.
So when it finally
we're talking 4 billion pounds. Yeah.
That flood of marshmallows.
Killed tons of people.
Yeah.
Like the great molasses flood of Boston in 1910.
The number of people practicing voodoo in New Orleans dropped 90% after Hurricane Katrina. Mainly because the people who practice it were black and they had a harder time returning to the city.
No kidding. So it eliminated black voodoo.
Yep.
Maybe that lady that I talked to that was religious was right. It was God's way of getting rid of stuff. Like, really, you believe that? Well, yeah. Have you ever been there? Place that's just filled with debauchery and awfulness. So you think, and gay, it's so gay. I'm like, wow, you think God wiped it out with a hurricane? If that were true, how come hurricanes don't happen in San Francisco? Like, wouldn't he move hurricanes? Mm-hmm. No, they just have to be in temperate zones, climate.
Oh, so there is
San Francisco gets earthquakes. Oh.
He's trying to shake them off.
You'd think if it was God's fastball, it would work in any climate. Mm-hmm. But he only really hates tropical zones or Gulf states.
People are just enjoying their time too much there.
Right. I guess. But Indonesia, speaking of, they were the other ones that got the cockeyed Bob that came through and destroyed them because they were so gay, according to her. But maybe now with this voodoo news, you're right.
So we're going to start seeing a lot of the year-end lists.
Yeah.
The baby trend names for the year. BabyCenter.com just analyzed more than 500,000 baby names. And this year figured out some of the biggest trends. Disney princesses were on there. Moana.
They're back?
Moana. Moana, yeah.
And Belle.
Oh, they're re-releasing that.
A lot of Cleveland Cavaliers players. Like LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin, even though Kyrie Irving left the team. rappers like Chance, Kendrick Lamar. Nature terms were pretty popular, like Willow and Storm.
Hmm.
For girls, for the boys, Ember and Cloud.
Yeah. A boy named Ember.
Yep.
Was it a boy's name?
Yeah.
Cloud, too? Oh, man. It's over.
Fancy food ingredients.
We'll talk
ginger,
to the...
Ginger, saffron, miso.
Yeah, that's... The,
saffron's been a name, though.
Yeah. The Smash Brothers will be here in a little while, and I bet you they have something
right
to say about Cloud, the boy.
The,
and Ember.
Because their great joke is that you've never met a grandpa named Skyler. Mm-hmm. They don't live long enough. Kids named Skyler don't make it to granddad age, or they don't procreate for whatever reason.
This year, the most popular overall... For the eighth year in a row. For the ladies.
Overalls?
The girls. The most popular name overall was Sophia.
That's a nice name.
And for the boys, Jackson.
Jackson. It's just Jack.
There's this 60-year-old dude named Tom Colella from Perth, Australia. He had a job as an electrician a few years ago. Apparently, he loves skipping work and playing golf, but it's one of those jobs where you're not supposed to be playing golf. You don't want the boss to know that you're playing golf.
He could run for president. The last eight of ours have done just that.
He knew his company could track his location using his cell phone, so he improvised a little cage to stop that. He put his phone in an empty bag of potato chips. Turns out the lining in the bag blocks the GPS signal. The foil lining.
Wow.
So he put that in the bag and...
They couldn't find
him. He's on the job probably the whole time. He must be at that last location that he was
at. How did they find out he was putting it in a bag of chips? Somebody caught him on the course?
Yeah.
Well, the company couldn't track his phone in the bag. They could just go to the golf course and see the records of all Tom's 140 golf outings.
Oops. Didn't block your credit card.
Stuff wasn't getting good. If at any time your boss is looking for you and a golf course is on the dock, like if they find you at the golf course, you're done. Because obviously they're looking for you because you're not getting something finished.
Well, he was
140 games.
I believe it was a union job because the work commission panel just ruled that the firing was justified.
Wow.
So now Tom is working as an Uber driver.
That's another thing in this
being
world.
Being tracked again.
It's too hard to fire people. We need to be more, like, we need to discriminate more.
Maybe that's more not the right word.
Yes, it is.
We need to be more discerning. I like that word.
It's
less
the
discriminatory.
Same thing.
I agree, but.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the difference between fat sizes and plus. You're saying the same thing. Some people are nicer.
You want to Ann Taylor some people?
Or? Yeah. Give away that Lane Bryant.
Lane Bryant, that's the one. Damn
Ann Taylor's nice. Shapes.
Is it nice? Okay.
I don't know. They probably have a plus size section. I've never been.
There's no Destination XL woman.
Boy, could you imagine if they just called it that? Destination lard ass. You're tall. You're thick. You're a burly woman. We've got a store for you. Lady XL. I'm not going there. Just written all over their pants. But yeah, we need to be more discreet. Like, you can't fire anybody anymore. Oh. I happen to know there's somebody in this building. People want it out for the longest time. Can't do it. So in an effort
you got to do the paperwork, right?
And you can't fire him.
Once the paperwork trail starts,
here's the
problem. Person's on to you.
He's doing an okay job. It's not great, but it's okay. Nobody likes him. Like the people who have to deal with him all the time.
You can give it to me straight.
Don't want him around. But you can't just fire somebody for not liking him anymore.
You can give it to me.
You should be allowed to do that. Nobody likes you. You're fired because no one likes
totally
you. Doing a good
there.
Job? Yeah, but nobody likes you. It's the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Well,
sure, he's qualified.
Again,
nobody likes him.
But aren't we the ones responsible for it ending up that way?
For not liking
because
him?
Too many people were just
for
doing
allowing
it.
Him
it's
to,
not true. That, hey, nobody likes you. You're fired. And it was just one person in particular that did it. But that's the reason why we're in this.
That's fine?
I'm saying if your boss doesn't like you, he should be able to fire you.
Well, there was the problem. The boss
no, that
was
wasn't
like
the problem.
It,
just
it
go,
wasn't
you,
because of performance.
Right.
I mean, the guy is one of the top performers, but the boss didn't like him.
Well, the boss isn't going to not like the top performer.
Yeah.
If you're a middling guy just getting by, nobody likes you, the boss should be able to go, I don't like this guy. But you got to go through so many hoops to fire people.
Like,
then
you
got to get it approved by a committee.
There's plenty of situations where the guy is now the boss, but the top performer he can't touch, and the top performer knows that.
Right. Well, there's some of
it's
that.
It's like coaches and
but that's a top
players.
Performer. The reason,
but that's the benefit of being a top performer.
Right. Exactly. You don't have to be liked if you're the best.
Yeah. If you're a low performer, you don't have those benefits.
Correct.
You're in the middle and you're still a dick.
Exactly the point. So if you don't like the guy, that's not a reason to fire him.
But it should be, is what I'm saying. I agree that it isn't, but it should be. It should completely be if you're not getting along with other coworkers.
Don't you think, though, that you need a valid reason to fire somebody?
I don't want to come to work every day with you. You're killing morale here. You make me uncomfortable. I don't like being around that guy.
But you're the person that would also say that I don't care if people don't like me, that I'm working. They don't have to.
A top performer, Brady. What's the matter with you? I worked my way up here. You moron. What's the matter with you? But I'm not hated. I'm sure some people here hate me, but I don't care about that because they're meaningless.
Then why do you care about anybody hating you?
Yeah. I don't. But I'm a top performer.
Right.
If I was a middle guy, I'd go out of my way to be better.
But by your rationale, if Tripp didn't like you, you'd be out.
Probably true.
Yeah, even though you're a top performer.
I'm fine with that.
I don't, you know, and that's where we'll...
I don't want to go to work every day with the boss doesn't like me and I don't like him.
But a top performer doesn't have anything to worry about losing a job. You move on to the next.
Exactly. If you're doing the job, the only problem, just like on the team,
you have to admit
it's
too hard to fire people. You have to admit that. If you wanted somebody out,
you can't just do one-on-one.
If somebody's making your life a nightmare, they're still getting, they know they're making your life a nightmare, and they know people know it's too hard to get fired now.
But it happens, when it happens, it's like when it rains, it pours.
But the fun thing is,
it's in threes.
You can do financial cutbacks and get rid of people in a heartbeat, but you can't get rid of them for being douchebags.
Well, look what happened at ESPN.
Yeah, financial cutbacks. Right. But half of them are like, put him on the list. I guarantee you when they're making that list of 150 people to fire, douchebaggery comes into play towards the end. It's just, it is way too hard to get rid of people that are just, you can't fire people anymore. You get sued over... Well, he just didn't like me. Yeah, that should be part of it.
Comes back to the HR.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You got to file a complaint.
And out loud, Brady.
And then they sit down. You have to have a meeting. Here's a warning.
Right. I'm for warnings, but it's like you can't even tell somebody, you're just kind of a dick. Your personality sucks. There's people here like, I have to work with them every day. And he makes my life miserable.
But I think that's a shortcoming in a way, because it's like that's one of the things that you learn to get along with people that you might not agree with.
But
navigate the minefield.
But but if that person's not playing along, it doesn't matter. Sure, you're going to have to make concessions, and there's some people you're not going to. Everybody's not going to be best friends.
I think that's because of the snap decisions. Like,
I liked those days. This isn't working out. We're going to let you go. I loved those days.
A 44-year-old woman named Jillian Stewart went to a bar in Jensen Beach, Florida, earlier this month for a trivia night. Not sure how she did on the trivia night, but she won the party because she pounded a bunch of red wine, did a shot of Fireball with a trivia host. Then she got into an argument with a guy at the bar. She tried to choke him. Then she hit it outside and started running laps around the parking lot. Got arrested for being hammered. But what a ride she had that night. Yeah,
that's a fun one.
Little 44-year-old fitness cougar.
Not bad. Danny just emailed and says, my girl's been dealing with a coworker for 2 years. I just don't get it. She doesn't do her job consistently. She messes up. They're a team. Same wages, and my girl's going to leave her job because they can't fire the other one.
That's the tough thing.
Yeah,
that you're talking about.
But you're going to get
situation
strapped
if someone's
down
not
with somebody.
Performing,
right?
And it's tough to
but
get rid of
their lack of performance makes it so you got to pick up the ball, or it's going to look like the two of you didn't do anything. So you're doing everything,
and together you're performing.
You know why, and then you go and tattle and say this person's just miserable. We can't fire him. There's no reason. You guys are doing great. So I have to drop the ball, make myself look bad to get this person. I quit. Fire all the Skylars first. Now that we're on that. Skylars, Clouds, and Embers, they're all fired immediately. You know you got trouble in your hands with somebody named Ember. A man named Ember.
That's a guy you're never going to be able to fire.
Well, he's a magician, or he does like flamethrower work.
Ember.
He's got to have one of those things. Those are the only times that guy's found his calling.
The lead singer of a...
Yeah, of a indie alt band.
Yeah, it's going to have to say the genre.
I'm not listening to it, but...
No.
Maybe they'd have some success.
We're like Radiohead, but better.
I'm Ember Jeffries. All right. You're an automatic douche. Your parents did that to you at birth.
This is a
kind of a little Christmas plug for The Ring. That's that
the doorbell
video.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get them at Costco and some other stores. This lady in Alaska had it installed at her house, and her house was burglarized. And it shows the woman stealing all the stuff going in and out the door. And the last item that she's stealing, she stole jewelry, some video stuff, and the taxidermy zebra head. That's the last picture, and that's how they were able to track her down.
Because of the zebra head?
She got they busted the lady because she went on to do a couple other homes.
She was taking everything.
She didn't get all of her stuff back, but she got the zebra head back.
And you have to have a backstory if you're stealing that, right? You can't just have that
she
show
saw
up
that?
In your house
got
one day.
To have that. Yeah, I can't imagine there's too many zebra heads in Alaska.
We were antiquing. And,
that's why.
Damn it. That guy I caught nabbing cars and stuff this morning.
He's legit?
No. Oh. I gave the license plate number, and my cop friend just texted back, bad plate number. Back to training. I misread their number.
John.
They were going pretty fast. They were going fast. I had to circle back. I had to get back behind the car.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a red Altima, or Civic, I'd say. Okay. It was beat up, no hubcaps. Plate was hanging sideways. It was barely hanging.
Do some detective work. Come on, he gave you the basics.
Maybe the 8 is a 6.
Oh.
I don't know.
Or a B? Could the 8 be a B?
No. It was in the number part.
Damn it.
I thought I foiled a crime.
Sad news. A guy named Anthony Sinarchia Jr., he was the inspiration for the Ice Bucket Challenge, the ALS Bucket Challenge that raised $115 million over.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away. Age 46. 14-year battle.
With ALS?
Yep.
That's a terrible thing. See, shouldn't he have gotten, like, all the care initially that the money raised? Like, all the new discoveries should have been used on him?
What, like you're saying, like, make a list?
Well, no.
Like a priority list, and he gets all the top research?
He gets everything first.
Everything trickles down?
Yeah, because he raised all the money, so he's number one on the list of things they find. Try it out on him if he says yes.
If it was something that wasn't around before, and he's the
first one that gets
it,
yeah. Because that Ice Bucket Challenge thing was like, you can't use it on people not him. He was the one who gave you all the cash, so he gets all the rights. Not anymore. Now he gets to pick who. He should put it on a list.
All of it was to fund research. Well, not all of it. Large portion of it.
They actually, you know, as silly as that thing got, and as look at me Facebooky as that got, they raised a ton of money. And I know that the reason I hated it towards the end there was because of your nephew Charlie that came in and said, I did it just because I got challenged. I'm not giving any money.
Right.
And I didn't understand
that was a way to get out of it.
Yeah, doing the ice bucket was a thing to not pay.
Yeah, so how did...
I bet you it was doubled the amount of people that did it, that, you know...
That didn't pay,
$115 million, there was
at least... But the whole point was,
that out there
either
that
give us $10 or pour ice water in your head and don't give the charity anything.
Yeah, I rarely saw somebody that said, I'm not doing it, here's a check.
I didn't see anybody.
Didn't see anybody doing that.
It's true. I think a lot of people did hand over money, which is great.
Right.
But the majority of the youth that I saw doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, I don't think they wrote a check.
They weren't.
They just did it for their Facebook feeds.
A woman named Kate McClure, she lives in New Jersey. She ran out of gas in the middle of the night last month, and she was in Philadelphia at the time. This 34-year-old homeless guy named Johnny Bobbitt Jr.
Uh-oh.
JB.
Helped her out. She didn't have any cash. So he walked up to the nearest gas station. Used his last $20 bill to fill her tank up. She went back later to repay him, but
he was
she wanted to do more, so she set up a GoFundMe page.
Oh, really?
Went viral. Johnny Bobbitt Jr.'s GoFundMe right now is up to $400,000.
Oh, I saw that. Wow.
He's a former Marine
from
North Carolina who ended up on the streets after a series of bad decisions and bad situations. But now Kate is helping him make good decisions.
He's also addicted to opiates.
So you're going
to
give him 400 grand?
400 grand. Here's a picture. He's 34.
I know, he looks old, but... Oh, I'm all for it. How about let's get him some mental help? So
it's Charlie.
She did. She got him a financial advisor, it says.
That's fine. You got a financial advisor. How about
she's taking some.
But a visit steps. Over there to the clinic for a little
before
bit.
Before we unleash this 400K.
Right. You can't have any of this until we know you're free and clear of the heroin. He's buying a 99 Ford Ranger.
Let's hope it works out.
That seems reasonable, but you're going to spend more on repairing that. I hope it works.
And then the
out.
Rest
why
of
is she
it
asking
is going to go to a house.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. What a selfish woman she is for taking $20 from that guy. I mean, in the end, you're just like, you know what?
That's a good point.
You hang on to that. Now, it's worked out great for him, and she was nice enough to do it. But that's pretty selfish. Go, I need $20, and I'll take your last $20 to get gas. What do you need $20 for gas for? You need $2.
Wow. Most of the time, you don't have the gas canister, so you got to buy that. That's 15.
Mm. Is that 15?
You get but $5.
This is, you know, again, this is news that really it's tough because now the people are saying, see, this is why you give them money.
Yeah, you don't give them money. And you don't take their money. But you, what? You give them money so they can pay back normal people $20 and end up with a GoFundMe? That doesn't add up.
Right.
No, nobody gave him. I mean, the people
it's
that gave
it's not like
money,
the guys like Johnny Bobbitt Jr. are reading name. The story and saying, "Oh, so I got to give up some of my money wow. and I'll get a GoFundMe page."
I hope it works out for him. Yes. I think that's great, but it's tough being John Bobbitt in America. People always say, "Are you the dick guy?" No, that's John Wayne Bobbitt.
It's his son,
Jr. But yeah, if a homeless guy came up and goes, "Here, $20, you guys," I'm like, "No, I couldn't do this. I'll figure something out."
We got a couple of radio videos.
Could you take $20 from a homeless guy? This is my last $20. You wouldn't take it, would you?
To get gas. If I needed gas, I would definitely.
You take it from the homeless guy?
If there's no way to get cash, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd factor in. It's just like you'd say you justify it by, you know, I've given a lot to various homeless.
And he tells
you,
wow,
I'm finally getting
this.
This
is karma.
He's finally
around.
Paying it forward.
That's terrible. So he says to you, "This wow. is my last $20." Like, man, those are the breaks.
Yeah. You know what? I don't believe you.
How come
she
can't
your
get
last
money?
20?
I'll tell you right now, and this sounds terrible. She could get money from somebody other than a homeless guy.
Absolutely.
So that guy,
there's a shopping center right behind where she took the 20 from him. Right.
She didn't talk about the other 200 she got before.
Right, she got some money before that. I was at a Circle K once, and a woman needed a ride to 56th Street and Camelback from 44th Street, and she offered to blow me. I'm like, lady, that's like an eighth of a mile. I'm not going to get my pants unbuttoned by the time you're at your destination. We're going to have to drive around. I'm going to need more gas money. And she's very cute, and she's young.
Are they standing over a dead body?
It looks like they're over a corpse. I they killed a guy. They took 20 more.
That's his shoe right there.
You know, I'm a former Marine. I could kill him in 7 seconds or less.
Show me.
Bone in the nose. Goes right into their brain. Yeah, I just, I hope it works out for the guy. I hope this is his big silver lining, but I don't understand why the totally healthy, young, pretty girl took $20 from a guy who's homeless.
Yeah, she had to get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, and then she got to know him. She knows his name. She set up a GoFundMe. She found him again.
Background.
She blew that guy. She blew that guy for $20. That's the only way a homeless guy's going to part with his last 20.
It's a great story this time of the year, John.
There's no way I buy this. This is worse than that weirdo that did the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials in Columbus. Everybody should just hand him jobs and money. No, he's not mentally stable enough. And wait a minute. What's with the girl? This one doesn't add up to me. My spidey senses are going crazy.
At least she's taking some steps.
She blew that homeless guy.
Because Ted got the money right off the bat.
And I watch live PD. No homeless guy hands over that money without a little help. You want $20?
I need it. I got to get gas to get home.
You got it, sister. Zip. It's Matt Lauer.
That's him as a when his former job.
I'm not saying he wasn't a good person. I'm saying it's her. I got troubles with her.
Okay.
There he is about to put a pit bull on a spit or something. What? Who carries a pit bull like that?
Just bagged a pit bull?
That's when the mental trouble started.
He's a pit bull shepherd.
Hunting pit bull. Oh, or that. Yeah, I've heard
of
that.
It was a stray pit bull. Put
he's,
it up over
he's
his
the
shoulders.
The Pied Piper of pit bulls. Mm-hmm. I got questions about the girl. Yeah. I'm not buying this story 100% being as...
John, don't question it this time of year.
This isn't as rosy clean as it seems. Try it today. Ask a homeless person for 20 bills. I guarantee you, they're going to mention a blowjob. There is no way.
Well, couldn't she just throw $5 of gas in there? How far do you need to go?
We just talked about
that.
That's
what I'm saying. Buy the full 20. You don't have to take his whole $20 bill. And then why not give him a ride someplace? Or how about you get to the next place and you're like, look, I'm going to buy you a hotel.
Is that right? So basically he walked it back down.
This doesn't add up.
They had the bar, the gas can.
Do you have a gas can in your car right now? I don't. So you got to buy that. And the gas stations know you need to buy one, so they jack up the prices on them.
That surprises me, Toledo. I figured you'd have a gas can.
No.
You don't have a gas can?
Nope. Do you?
I do.
You
got that Jeep. I don't carry it around, though.
You have one of those. But it's one of those attachments?
Yeah, I don't have it on there. It's in the garage.
I have three 99-day buckets of food in my car at all times.
You got all the food? Nice. Well, that's going to last until Friday. I don't buy this story. I know it's heartwarming, and I know I'm a cynic, but something's missing here. This is too clean.
You think there's a Ted?
There's his name? Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
Teddy Crackball.
Teddy Crackball.
You know you love your Kraft macaroni and crack. All right. We didn't get any mental. Remember when Dr. Phil had him on? So we're gonna help you out, Teddy. We're going to make it right. And all right, thanks, Dr. Phil. And he went back to his hotel, hit his sister, and did crack. First day.
Oh.
It was a legit
Brady,
fight.
First day.
Is this part of the story?
Punched a woman, did crack.
Yeah. Did you mention this? It says, what part of the story you're missing is that she broke down in a really dangerous part of town. She did start walking, and the homeless guy told her to get back in her car and lock the doors, and he would go get her gas because it was a bad part of town.
See, that adds up. Brady's story of this magical homeless guy giving out $20 because a girl asked is different.
Yeah, another texter. She didn't ask for the money. She wasn't in a safe place.
Oh, okay.
He told her to get in the car, lock the doors, and he'd be right back. So
are you going to listen to that guy?
No, I'd still be horrified.
Wouldn't that confirm that time to run?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a Jason situation.
But I understand. It was probably,
sure.
You know what?
Terrible neighborhood,
he was a
cute
hero.
White girl. He's heroic,
he was
but
hero.
She didn't know that at the time. And he came back and said, here's my last $20, pretty white girl. I still think a blowjob was involved.
You and I should stay in your car and lock it.
Nothing in this world is that clean and pretty.
Well, it is, John.
No, Brady, it's not. This is an ugly society. That dude got something in return.
Let's
and
take
good
a
for
look
him,
at the first
by the way.
Radio
good for
video
him.
Of right, two heroes. Two cops in Ohio were trying to arrest a suspect. The one cop had the stun gun out because the guy wouldn't get out of the car. Stun gun accidentally goes out and tases his partner.
Oh, jeez.
Chris.
Give us two.
Chris.
Are you going to be charged? Three.
Wait.
ID or no?
Chris.
All you got to do is comply, dude.
Chris, come on, stop.
Let's go.
Chris,
stop.
Let's go.
Chris,
let's go.
Stop. He didn't do anything wrong, bro. Stop.
Get out of the car now. Get out of the car. You're under
good
arrest.
Stuff.
Get out of the car.
Just get out.
Get out of the car.
Why don't you just get out? Oh, he smoked the cop.
Oh, right in the shoulder.
Let go.
You got me.
You
got me, you moron.
Stop.
God dang it, Kalidas, you got me.
Damn it. The Negro is unhit.
Put your hand behind your back.
Sorry, Ken.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Try that one more time. Let me get these barbs out of your shoulder.
He's my partner there. Sorry about that.
With one probe. How many people
are... Yeah, well, the cops are... And then there's a bunch of people filming it. The cops should be required to do that.
That's his body cam.
Yeah. Oh, my. Every time they tase a black guy, they have to tase their partner as well, just to make it even. Oh, man.
We almost the
just give up your ID.
I
know. My friend's saying it.
It's
weird. Yeah. Just give me your ID. When I was on that ride along, there were two guys like, you don't need my ID. I'll tell you who I am. It's like, it's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Because I could tell you I'm Liberace.
Right. You could lie to me. I ain't lying, though. All right. I'll take your word for it, guy who won't give me any information.
Right.
So in Australia, the midday talk show in, I don't know what city it was.
The Wendy O. Williams?
Two girls, the Hoda and Kathy Lee of Australia, had this wacky fun bit where this guy was showing them how to make dry ice.
Oh, dry ice
bottle
bombs.
Rockets. So he would keep part of the soda in there, add the dry ice, and it shoots up like a bottle rocket.
Yeah, great.
Well, we almost lose the head of one of the...
The reporters almost died?
Oh, yeah, the lady, the one of the hosts.
We have to do one more, yeah?
Sure.
Because, yeah.
Oh. Are these safe to do at home?
Well, if you've got liquid nitrogen in your cupboard.
Now that you've asked the question, how about you have a go?
No.
How about you do it?
Look, you've just seen me do it twice without it, without injury. I'm going to pull some of that out. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
So what do you do?
Oh, no, put your face over it!
Oh,
no, this is awful!
Invert it, that means turn it upside down.
Right.
Then you're... Whoa! Then you turn it upside
down. She's fearless, that Tosh.
Okay. You are.
And then what do I do with that?
Turn it, just sort of face it towards the sky, not towards the cameras.
Upside down?
Upside down. I've done it twice, you should have been watching.
I wasn't watching.
Oh, that nearly killed her! Oh, that was a pure missile right in her face!
Took down a branch.
Wow. Ooh, man.
And it went by her ear. Look at that.
It froze her lobe.
You know what's great about the Australians? Not a single ooh. They immediately started laughing at that.
No kidding.
It took that branch out like
Holy
nothing.
Holy moly, it took half a tree down. That's great stuff.
Wow.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers, you will.
Let's do it again.
Let's try one more, and instead... Don't be a dumb bitch and turn it all the way over this time. Listen.
Just sit over it.
Yeah. Why don't you just plop right over it? It's going to be like an Aborigine in you.
Now you're
and
a
by that I mean something you never expected to do.
Look who's a roo now.
Look at that. You've got a little pouch.
Here we go.
Oh, it blew her hair up.
Whoa,
man.
That's
inches. Inches to just smash her with a Coke bottle.
You figure it's a...
Great stuff.
At least it's got pound, weight. It's got a pound of Coke in there or soda.
That's hard to watch, but actually very fun. Next, I'm going to pour gasoline into this small pit of fire. Come on over here. Warm your feet.
Waxygen bombs.
Warm your feet. We're going to shoot something called Dragon's Breath out of this 12-gauge straight up into the air. Oh, man, that's cool. Oh, that was fun to watch. Thanks for that.
Take this neon green fluid.
What was that girl doing in a really bad part of town anyway? Low on fumes.
Come on, you've found yourself on the Avenue side
no,
once in a while.
No, I have not. I
on
fill
fumes?
Up on Central.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you insult me with that? I fill up on Central if I'm heading that direction.
Yeah, I've...
I'm not in fumes in Maryville. That ain't happening. If I'm in Maryville and I'm on fumes... I'm calling Uber, and I'm calling my friend Ben Caro, and I'm going to have him follow me out.
Well, yeah, she doesn't have police
contacts.
She has
2-911. I'm in a bad neighborhood. 911. You call 911. You don't get out. I'm a beautiful young white woman in a terrible neighborhood. I need help now. And you know how fast cops will be there for that? Seconds.
There's something missing on this story.
This isn't all on the up and up. When I was on my ride-along, you see the list on the computer of calls in? If one said beautiful girl stranded in Maryvale, and we're going to that. Like
let
robbery, break-in, crack addict, beautiful girl. We're going to the beautiful girl.
This guy tells me, who I don't know, complete stranger.
Yeah.
Homeless. Get in your car, lock it.
And then he walks
I'm
away.
I'm going to come back.
Yeah. Huh.
With some buddies.
Right. With help.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Yeah. This isn't adding up at all.
That it worked out.
Yeah. Something ain't right.
There's hope, John. There's good people.
There's good people. It restores your faith, but in a way, it makes me more skeptical. I'm not getting the whole story here. I like the story. I like the Disney Pixar version I'm getting, but I don't buy the... there's something underneath the covers here.
You've also angered some top performers.
Have I? Why?
I do a really good job at work, and I'm one of the top 10% performers. My boss really likes me, and a number of her peers feel the same.
Perfect.
But my boss's boss doesn't care for me. That doesn't mean I should be fired,
You're a
John.
Top performer. You don't have to worry about it. If you're a top performer, don't worry about that. That's not what I'm talking
about. There's job opportunities for you.
Not what I'm talking about. Top performers don't have to be liked by the bosses. Well, actually, they do have to be liked by the bosses, despite it all.
John, start working for the city. There is no such thing as top performer.
That's probably true. They keep you gray and in the center.
And plus, when he's talking about that level, probably,
That boss is the guy that says, hey, you.
Right. He doesn't even know who you are. You don't have to worry about
don't
that.
Don't worry though. About his.
By the way, where is, Winston asked, where is the golden voice Teddy Williams today?
Oh.
Is he out there still selling Kraft? Kraft macaroni and cheese. You know you love it. Thanks, Ted. Back to the overpass. Is he got a?
He was heavy into
the
church.
Ted Williams. How do I define the search?
Black of course
Ohio,
it was heavy.
Black Ted Williams. Williams.
Columbus Kraft macaroni and cheese Teddy baseball.
Yeah.
Ted Williams. I remember Megan's. Well, there's a. This is another incident where my skepticism gets in. There's a woman named Anita who was homeless. They called her the Safeway lady. She was on 7th Avenue in Glendale.
Yeah.
7th Street in Glendale. I'm not sure which one. But she used to hang out. She had piercing blue eyes. And I mean, you know who I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Piercing blue. She walked around with bags on her feet. She'd occasionally berate people, screaming and yelling. She was mentally
but those
unstable.
Eyes.
But the eyes were unreal. She recently passed away. She got hit by a car. And the community around us, like, Anita was such a special. The neighborhood got together and had this, like, vigil. And, of course, because I'm on the Nextdoor app, I'm like, what about all the old, other homeless people that don't have piercing blue eyes? Why don't we care about them when they die? Oh, you're a skeptic. I'm like, yeah, but you guys are being complete idiots about a lady who used to pound on hoods of cars and walk in the middle of traffic and has ruined a life because she stood in the road and somebody hit her at night because you could never see her. But everybody remembers
because
her piercing
blue eyes.
So is there
a white cutout with bags on the feet?
Right.
For the-
yeah, they have a little cardboard thing. But if she didn't have piercing blue eyes, none of these people would have cared about her. So it's this weird kind of like, you only liked her because her eyes were so pretty and you thought there was something special. But you let her stay at your house. She was insane.
Well, the fact that now you're saying this when you had all this time to be able to help her to get off
exactly,
that corner?
Exactly, exactly. And everybody's like, well, now there's this homeless camper on the trail on 100. All the people are like, ah, this hideous beast because he's dirty and he's got dead brown eyes. If he had beautiful blue piercing eyes, people think he's Jesus and they'd start, well, you know, well, at least have a funeral for him. But Megan's mom and I go round and round on that stuff. No, there was something different about her. No, there wasn't. She just had blue eyes. And you fell for it, and you wanted to be nicer to her because you thought she had a chance to be pretty. But the other thing is the Ted Williams thing. Everybody wanted that to be a nice, uplifting story.
So that one, if you remember, was – I'm looking at the Wikipedia page on it – was the holidays of 2010.
Yeah.
He started gaining notoriety in January of 2011 when the story went right. viral. His latest entry on his Wikipedia page, his last interview was with Access Hollywood in 2013.
He needs money.
And the last couple of entries on his Wikipedia page. In June 2015, William announced that he was running for President of the United States as an independent candidate. He withdrew his candidacy with an announcement on his Facebook page expressing frustration over the candidacy of Donald Trump.
I'm crazy again is basically what the announcement
was. Well, I don't know. The dates aren't quite accurate on here, but he says Ted also voiced a TV commercial for Pepsi and its updated Joy of Pepsi campaign. In December of 2015, Ted then announced on a Facebook video that he will return to WVKO as the morning host beginning Monday, January 24th.
WVKO.
Never happened.
Monday, January 4th, 2016. As of April 2016,
he never showed up.
Ted was no longer part of their programming. It didn't even make it 4 months.
No, because people want to throw money at it and act like that solves it. The dude was a mental basket case. Thank you, Dr. Phil. I'll be in the hotel room beating up my sister and drinking. We shouldn't let him loose. Yeah, it's crazy. What are you going to do? That story, and everybody's like, isn't it wonderful? I'm like, no, you're not helping him. You're not helping him throwing him money and responsibilities. He lives under, he's the goat from the Grimm's fairy tale. He lives under an overpass and begs for cash.
Guys,
he's not going to just straighten it out that day. And he's got a crack problem.
Ted's on the air right now, but he's not. He didn't show up.
Texter says, how dare you, John?
Yeah.
I'll have you know that the West Side is one of the top 10% performers in robberies.
It is true. They're top performers in that area. Fill your tank on Central. That's why there's so many gas stations by the freeways on Central. Fill them up. Good Lord, fill them up. It's 8:06. There you go. The Smash Brothers are going to join us in just moments. They got one show this weekend, and I made a deal with them. Corey and Chad, I said, if you do not sell this show out, you have to quit comedy.
Whoa.
Because Angela Johnson sold her shows out this weekend.
She sold them out 3 months ago.
Yeah, they're sold out. So if they can't beat Angela Johnson in just one night and she can sell out a whole weekend.
The former Oakland Raider cheerleader.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're not a comedian. If the Oakland cheerleader can sell out four nights and you can't do one show. So these boys have some work to do.
Where are they at?
I think it's the Improv. They're Friday night after Daryl Hammond's not doing the late show.
Right.
So Smash Brothers are going to join us. Hopefully they're going to join us, though. They might teddy baseball us, too. We'll talk to Eric in just a little bit as well. He's out there at Rolly White RV.
Tiny Eric.
Tiny Eric in his little box. McDowell, west of 27th Avenue. We'll chat with him next. That is your Brady Report. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power. 98.